You're listening to episode number 1845 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
It's Thursday. Yeah, love me some Thursday.
Yeah, normally I would love Thursday.
Yeah.
Because it would be that Thursdays are my Fridays.
Yeah.
But I only have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I have to go back to work on Sunday.
That's sad. How you feeling? You feeling all right?
Feeling pretty good.
Okay, right on.
Just well, that's a bit good. Tired.
That's good, though. That's good that you're feeling good.
Yeah.
So that's great. How long has it been?
I had surgery on the 11th.
That's almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Going on. Well, I'm glad you're sitting up, taking nourishment, feeling good, or feeling better.
Thanks.
That's important. How about some random facts for today? Sure, why not, he said. There are about 8 million parking spaces in the United States. And that comes out to 8 spaces per car in the United States.
Wow.
There's like 100 million cars in the United States.
But you can never find a good parking place.
I know. Well, they didn't say good parking spaces. A lot of them are...
It said parking space.
Out in West Pomona. Jodie Foster speaks such perfect French that she does her own dubbing for the French versions of her movies. That's pretty good.
That's actually kind of good.
When you think about that, you know, I knew this. I don't know if it's still the same. Back in the day, there were like only 5 people that dubbed for Spanish language.
They take
American movies and they would dub them in Spanish. But there were only 5 people that played all the parts for years.
Hmm.
A couple of women and 3 men. Crazy, right? A new study found that it takes all mammals 12 seconds to poop. Now, it was a small sample size and probably needs more research, but it's good to know. 12
seconds. I'm looking at the second hand. Thinking and relating it to a human.
You probably know this little fun fact. Green eyes are the rarest in the world. Only 2% of people have them. Most common?
But not, see, hazel eyes are more common.
Green.
Green.
Green, 2%.
Wow.
Which are the most common?
Blue.
Brown. Don't it make my brown eyes something. All right, it is time that we journey on.
Journey on.
Time for the Who Cares News for today. What have you to say?
You know, the day I had surgery, I had to ask my family, basketball's over. I didn't realize what happened. And because it's like, I saw the Dodgers win, but I missed the Lakers win.
Oh, you didn't see the NBA Finals? Oh.
No, so I had to go look up the date. I was in surgery during the...
Oh, wow, you totally missed.
Yeah. And
what
so I totally, totally missed.
I will tell you this. The Lakers game, the game that they won the NBA Finals on, the final game, was a blowout. The Lakers were up at one time by 30-some-odd points.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, no, it was not one where we were sitting there on the edge of our seats going, oh, please.
Oh, been there before.
Oh, Lord, please. Not like in the Dodger game. It's like, oh, Lord, please. Oh, Lord, please. Oh, man.
Okay, so Kimmy's little 40th birthday bash was not cheap.
You think?
I think it costs more than what she's reporting.
What are they saying?
So, because as we reported yesterday, Kim flew 40 friends and family to her private island last week to celebrate her 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I would hate to be that 41st friend.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
She shelled out $1 million.
Wow.
I'm thinking it's more than a million. You got 40. Everyone has their own private birthday. Private villa. Yep. And 40 airfares. So she shelled out $1 million for her bash, which happened over 5 days. So you got 5 days at a luxurious island resort in French Polynesia.
Mm.
So a source says
there
is no expense spared, including the chartering of the jet airliner, private villas, all the accoutrements. And you know there was good party favors.
Oh, yeah.
So now Kim's coming under fire for the lavish event and the message that it sends, since no one in the photos that week were seen wearing masks or socially distancing.
Well,
however, she'd asked them to quarantine for 2 weeks before and get tested.
I remember you said something about that. Now, So I found out this morning, I guess Chloe is now saying that she actually had COVID earlier this year. She's not saying when, but that she was sick as a dog and all that. Here's the deal. What message does this send?
I know.
You know, it's like we're all stuck at home watching Hallmark Channel 3 months too early. And here's Kim and her friends frolicking. And we can't go outside without a mask. So
it's because, you know where we're bitter? Because your friend 41 and I was friend 42.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get the invite. I wouldn't have done that. I would have been a duck out of water there. I really would have, you know, with binoculars staring at all the women running down the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Bikinis. I don't think they would have appreciated that.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Especially if you're 20 feet away from a woman and you got binoculars on.
Ooh, hubba.
Auga, auga.
Hey, do you know my friend Halle Berry?
Oh, jeez. There, you got her in. Hey, Brad Pitt's single again.
Wow.
And his little girl toy, Nicole Podorowski.
Yeah.
They never confirmed they were dating publicly, but they've called it quits after more than 2 months of dating. I guess they split several weeks ago, and the relationship was never serious.
You think? Well, I mean, as serious as something can be with Brad Pitt.
Well, she's 27, he's 56.
I know, right? He's old enough to be her dad.
She probably wore him out.
What do they call men that date women that are way younger than them? It's like with women, they're considered cougars, right?
Right.
What would you call a guy?
Perv?
No, normal. Anyway.
So I guess, meanwhile, Brad has other troubles with his ex, Angie. She's wiring up even more
so
than before in her child custody case.
Settled. Oh my God. Oh, the child custody.
I thought it was 50-50. Brad wants 50-50. I guess Angie says, no way, Brad Zay. Nope.
You know,
it's not happening.
I'm hoping that he's getting healthy because we know he had a problem.
Well, that word on the street was he's getting very healthy.
Yeah, and hopefully that's true. So you would hope that Angie would take that to heart and go, like, the kids
she
need
hasn't
to see
yet.
Their dad. So I'm wondering if she's like, you know, these are things that make you scratch your head. You know, it's like the thing with Christina and Aunt Anstead. Mm-hmm. It's like, really? Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall? What really happened? Let's go back in time.
Right.
Let's find out what made these people split.
That's
we
true.
Looked up to them. Well, maybe not. But we
no.
We talked about them. And now they're giving us plenty to talk about. That's fine. But, I mean, it's like, what really happened?
What really happened?
What really happened? Now, we kind of know a little bit about the Brad Pitt thing. But what's up with Aunt Anstead and Christina? She recognized that she saw all she needed to know while being in
the marriage.
I
don't understand that. I don't know. I don't get it.
How's the song go? Someday your looks will be gone. Right?
Yep.
And then what?
And as Tarek Al Moussa says, he wasn't surprised.
Yeah, that's interesting. So now I think it's on her. Enough of this. We're bantering about nothing. So we'll be back with you again tomorrow.
Yes.
With more frivolity.
Fun
Have yourself
frivolity.
A great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.